Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw all the gods your ancestors worship beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of your Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
Our second reading comes from John 6, chapter 6, 60-68. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Aware that his disciples were grumbling about Jesus, said to him, does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Now you may be seated. We wrapped up our time at Jamonville by having our students spend some time sharing testimonies of how the week impacted them. And we've invited some of them to share those testimonies this morning. And so I hope you'll accept their words as an offering this morning. Xavier, you want to come?
Oh, what? That would be so fun. Hi, everybody. My name's Xavier Terry, as you see on this name tag. I can. Well, at this year at Jamonville, it was something, okay? The Holy Spirit was with me. Raise your hand if the Holy Spirit was with you at Jamonville. The ones in the past, too. Okay. Well, when it was with me when I got rededicated, it felt like something. These grown-ups here used their time for us. It was something. We all were thankful for them. Who here... Oh, whoops. I forgot already. Sorry, I'm self-forgetful. Well, there were four people who helped me, and I want to name them. Gunny, Jonah, Roman, and Caleb. Well, Roman's not here, but... Still, he helped me. They gave me some challenges. And when you're in... Well, oh, Dana. Sorry. When you go through tough times, God will always be with you. Remember that. He will always be with you. That's my testimony.
Hello, my name is David Gunther, and this year at Jamonville, it was a lot of fun, but at the beginning, like last year, I had like the Lord with me, it felt like all the time, like wherever I walked, and like this year it took a little bit for like kind of like something big to happen, but like on Thursday night, Wednesday night. It was a very powerful night, which happened very, like, slightly. I didn't think that would be, like, as powerful as it was, and it helped me, like, through my faith, and some people that has also helped me through this week with Jonah, Caleb, Pearson, and Enzo, and Xavier. And then, obviously, and a bunch of the leaders, too, who helped me through my faith throughout this week. and kind of just helped me gain a better relationship with friends at Jamonville and the Lord throughout the week at Jamonville.
Yeah!
I know Kirsten's going to share. Is there anybody else who wanted to share a testimony this morning? Jonah? Okay.
Hi guys, my name. Hi guys. Oh, going into this week, my expectations were a little higher than they should have been. I'll be the first to admit that. Last year, it was just so powerful the way the Holy Spirit was moving through each every one of us, and it was like. Not stressful, but like overwhelming for me this week, or a little bit, because we didn't have my partners in crime in Noah Fritz and Matthias Riker. Yeah, and they weren't there this week, sadly. And I was like overwhelmed almost, because like I feel like I had to step up, I had to like do better. And that was until Wednesday night, someone came out of the mist. David Gunther. Someone came out and just started like doing the things that I would expect like high schoolers and like to do. Not to diss on my high schoolers, love you guys to pieces, but the way that David Gunther stepped up this week and the way he just influenced everybody around him was truly shell shocking to not only me but this youth group as a whole. And that's all I gotta say.
Hi guys. I'm Kirsten, and this was my third year going to Jamonville. And I don't want to say it was my favorite year because I really can't pick. But this year was really, really special, and I definitely won't forget it. You know, if you've ever been to Jamonville, that each year we bring in a new speaker and a new band. And each year I went, they were really good, but this year, again, they were different. They were awesome. So we arrived on Sunday, but we didn't really have our first service until Monday. And on that Monday was where our entire group met David M.J. Hardy. That was our speaker for the week. And you may ask me, Kirsten, what were all those mms? That was just how he introduced himself. David was super fun and engaging. He told epic, awesome, and quite frankly, crazy stories. He never failed to make us campers laugh. And on to the band. And I will say this one. Still was my absolute favorite Christian band Concord has ever taken to Jamonville. Oh boy. They were high energy and awesome. We jumped and sang and praised the Lord with our hands held high. Tyler, the main singer of the band still, was awesome. Like, he, like, was full of energy. He never stopped moving and jumped and spun. And he, all I could think of to say to my family when I came home was, he's so cool. So that's all I said. Jamonville will always have such a special place in my heart. Because not only do us youth grow in our relationships with God, our Father, but also kids we might not normally talk to every day. And I know I've made so many more relationships with people from school and church just by spending a whole week at camp with them. Jamonville is where I learned to play nine square, met my best friends, fell in love with Jesus, I learned how to be in a relationship with him, and last but certainly not least, had the best milkshakes of my life. Might I add that this year was the first year the leaders were scared out of their socks at the annual volleyball tournament because the youth led or were tied most of the game. But the leaders did pull through 21-18, so congratulations. Dave Snowden. Dave Snowden, next year it's on. Not all jokes aside. The theme of the week was, what do we bring to the king? And David hit it home with, Jesus died a miserable death on the cross for us. And even if I or you were the only ones to ever sin in the entire world, he still would have died on the cross for you. So, what do we bring to the king? Our entire selves, everything we have, just our willingness to follow him. Again, David's stories were all out crazy, but in a remarkable way, they always came back to scripture. He told stories about Christmas morning, his boat and his neighbor's annoying duck, a dog named Satan, and loving his daughter to the point that if he lost her, he would have spent every penny and every hour of every day looking for her because he loved her so unconditionally. Now, out of context, these stories sound a bit wacky, but David used his gift of painting stories so well to glorify God. I will never forget David Hardy's messages and stories he shared at Jamonville 2025. Like I was saying earlier, I felt something awesome going to happen this week. And the last night up at the cross, I realized that through the years of me coming to Jamonville and being on the mountaintop, God has shaped me into the person that he created me to be. Just by continually going to youth group, Monday night volleyball in Jamonville, I realized the amazing wonders God can do in a person's life. I know I have a purpose. Towards the end of the week, David mentioned and touched on the topic of how much us older kids and high schoolers mean to the third, fourth, and fifth graders. Really, just how much they look up to us and want to be like us big kids. He talked a lot about when the time comes for us older kids to make the decision on whether to keep coming on retreats and camps like Jamonville, how much it really impacts the littles and future generations. And I'm sure of it, I made the decision on the cross, there's no going back now, that I will make it my best effort to go to every Jamonville, every youth group, and every church youth activity there is. Because there's something incredible about this youth group. And once I graduate, I'll become a leader to the future generations of Concord Youth. Thank you so much for your support and help of getting us youth to camps. I can't tell you how much it really impacts us and how much we appreciate it. Thank you.
That's a tough act to follow. So I'm not going to. But hey, we have a really cool video of all of the great things that happened this week. And so I'm going to invite you, would you check out our Jamonville recap video?